Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Dun 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 dun, here we are for season 4, episode 7 of Who's Uzbekistan. It is a beautiful fall day. It's a high of 73 today, and this is going to be the last warm, sunny day before next week we get down below freezing at night. So, looking forward to getting some sunshine. Was out yesterday, and here we are the first weekend of November, and, you know, didn't even need a coat. So what am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What am I excited about? So I'm excited about professional opportunities. And this week I had an opportunity to lead a teacher training for an organization outside of my school. And, you know, I'm not extremely experienced at doing that type of thing, but it's an area I would like to grow in. And I think I did a good job. I think there's maybe some ways I could maybe structure my presentation a little bit different, you know, to meet the confines of the time and the situation. But I felt like I delivered high quality content. I'm proud I got to do that. And, you know, looking at some other potential career opportunities here or other things. This teacher training thing this week in particular, you know, it brought up a bunch of feelings from the past for me, and that, you know, I really did have useful information to share with the people. These were for the workshop was for novice teachers. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I felt like I really could get on the bullseye of the things that they were needing. And they were responsive and, you know, have lots of good things to say about it. And I would like to be able to do more of that and hope that I'll just keep putting that out in the universe and that the universe will, you know, will deliver. But why I'm excited is to finally be in an environment where I'm getting to do some stuff. Because, you know, I look back at my career teaching public school, and it was just so limiting. And, you know, I always had the desire to want to, like, be involved with some other, you know, professional activities. But, you know, due to scheduling restraints, that when you work 8 to 4 every day, it's hard to be involved with special things. You know, I was teaching a population that was, you know, didn't really know what to do with, if I'm being brutally honest. You know, was teaching in a setting where, you know, no one encouraged me to do anything. Like, there wasn't, any kind of, like, good staff development. Or, like, partnerships with neighboring universities. Or going to a conference. You know, there just wasn't any professional opportunities. And, you know, and this has come up internationally, like, why I don't have, well, now I do, but, you know, like, why when I moved to China, I didn't have any, like, bells and whistles, because it's like, well, all I've ever done is, like, teach public school. You know, you arrive at 8, you leave at 4, I taught public school. No, I don't have any, like, special, like, certifications, or, you know, I don't know, whatever. So I know that's a little bit hard for me to articulate, but, yeah, I'm grateful just to, yeah, be able to do some things with my career and have the scheduling flexibility to have time to pursue it, and I hope that there will be more stuff like that coming down the pipe. So, very, very satisfying. And then What am I puzzled about? So before I say what I'm puzzled about, little quick side note about Tasha Kemp. So you know how we were taught about how December 22nd is the shortest day of the year, and maybe December 22nd is the shortest day of the year here, but it's very dark. And the darkest afternoon occurs on December 13th, and then it starts getting lighter in the afternoon after December 13th. But it continues to get darker and darker in the morning here until like January 11th. Then it will finally start to get lighter in the morning. With the latest sunrise here, I think, was at 7:48. So we're just in the dark time of year, and I just don't like it. I just don't like it being so dark. It makes me want to sleep late, and it makes me want to go to bed early. Because, you know, at 7:30, the sun's already, it's already been dark for 2 hours, you know, and that's just going to get worse between now and the next 6 weeks. Okay, so, but anyway, but what am I puzzled about? So, in the past, what I really, really liked here was the expat group outings. Hey, some of us are, we're going to all get some tickets to the hockey game. Hey, we're going to go play pool together. Or, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, group expat outings. And there just seems to have been a dearth of those of late. And, you know, I know last episode I talked about that I had this really full social calendar and I was really grateful for that. And that's true. And there are, you know, plenty of things coming up on my calendar now that, you know, I'm excited about. But it's still the piece missing about a group of people organizing and going somewhere. And the reason why I enjoy that so much is because I have none of that in my hometown. And, you know, it was just like, this was just like the one place I could do that. So a group of people was supposed to go do karaoke last night. I was not the organizer, but it just sort of fell through with the like, oh, so-and-so's sick, so-and-so has another commitment. Wah, 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 wah. Just excuses, excuses. And, you know, I know that not everyone on that group, you know, it just somehow didn't get momentum. And but anytime I'm hearing people in mass complain about, you know, well, I don't want to go because of this. Well, I'm worked all week. Well, I'm a man, it's just like, God, I mean, like, why do you people live overseas if you don't, you know, if you don't want to, you know, go do some interesting things and be a part of the community we're in. Now, I know that is not the most generous thing to say, especially because, you know, the reason that I have energy to do so many things is because I have a very pleasing teaching schedule. And, you know, most of my compatriots do not. So you know, some of that I understand for during the week. But come on, it's Saturday night, or, you know, it's Sunday afternoon. Like, why don't you want to go do something? And because they get a lot of social contact on their jobs because they're there with everyone speaking English, you know, during a 40-hour week. And I don't have that. So, you know, I need opportunities to be around English speakers, you know, at social times. So, and then so what it turns my social life into is going to events where I'll, quote, know people there. Yeah, and I'll know people there. Yeah, and I'll see people I know. And, I mean, which is fine, and I enjoy that, and I enjoy working the room, and I enjoy the opportunity to meet new people. But that's what my life is like at home. And so it's kind of got that stirred up a little bit. So, yeah, so I'm a little bit puzzled and disappointed why there haven't been more expat group outings. But, you know, hoping that something like that will be coming up soon. So, anyway, yeah, so, yeah, sad about the light. Sad, you know, didn't really have much to do this weekend. But, you know, I mean, whatever, that's how it rolls. I've been very busy the last few weekends, so, you know, maybe some time to chill is not the worst. is not the worst thing that could happen. So that's kind of that. How long do I plan to stay? Well, you know, enjoy my job here and enjoying other parts of my social life and, you know, enjoying all these activities that are available at my, you know, my fingertips to go do. So, so we will see what the future holds. But whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, I'm glad you're listening. If you're walking your dog in Central North Carolina or wherever, tune in next time to see what's happening in Darhan, Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.